Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid, anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
ESPN 97.5. KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gao Media station.
Which can cause cramping and diarrhea.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, here till 9:30. Raheel joins us at 9. We take you to Charlie Palillo, where you learn something about sports. But we are here now, and in between that, these 4 hours, we got to talk about something. And we will. We will talk about something. I'm not sure what it is yet. Dell has come in a couple of times in our pre-show meeting. He usually stays in the director's booth in there. He doesn't want anything to do with us before.
Hole. Yeah, it's called the hole.
The hole. Mm-hmm. He's in the hole. Dell is...
It's called the glory.
Is that the glory hole?
It's called the hole of glory. Yes.
The hole of glory.
Yeah. Because we have such good producers here. Guys, can I be a glory boy?
Yes, you can.
You know, I got a text from somebody, Dusty, who listens to the show, who is a big-time Andy Dalton stan. And other stands as well.
Okay.
Anybody he
live in Katy
handles marketing. No, he handles his marketing stuff.
Okay.
He might be listening right now. And he's like, I'll just read the, I mean, it's all right. Apparently Glory Boys is the funniest thing he's ever heard. He said, Glory Boys talk has destroyed me the past 2 days. Not sure if it can get any funnier than that. So. Anywho,
he loves him some Glory Boys.
Well, listen to Lance and how urgent and how big of a deal urgent. Being a Glory Boy is to him.
Guys, can I be a Glory Boy?
He does want to be.
I say we embrace and just call ourselves just when Raheel gets in, it's the Glory
Boy. But
Boys.
You don't like it when he does it. Raheel is, we've already tried that. You're like, I don't like it.
You know what? I didn't embrace it. Maybe we need to embrace it because Tyrann Mathieu is a Glory Boy. JJ's a Glory Boy. Kareem is a Glory Boy. I mean, a team that's won 8 in a row are a bunch of glory
And they're
boys.
Also DWA.
Yeah, they're also DWA, defense with attitude. Now, guys, can I be a glory boy? Mariota did get them for 300 plus. with nothing but 3 yard passes. I'm not sure how that happened.
But he also only got him for 17.
Yeah. Well, that's spin, but don't break.
Yeah.
Actually, it was nothing but a bunch of dump downs. Yeah. I've never seen a 300 plus yard game where only like two passes went beyond 10 yards from the line of scrimmage.
Yeah,
it was astonishing.
Even the 61 yard touchdown pass was a 5 yard pass.
Dump down.
Yeah,
dump
right, down. Right. I'm gonna tell you what. I'm a little nervous about this Cleveland game now.
Are you?
I mean, this was okay. If you look, it is amazing. Next summer, we have to be idiots to not bet when the Golden Nugget comes out with their preseason lines. When you see the Eagles and the Browns are playing, and the Eagles are so well thought of, and the Browns are so poorly thought of.
When?
Before the season, in July. Year? In July, yeah. They come out with lines, right?
Right.
That and to not bet on some of these underdogs, because look at how it has changed this year. Look at where Philly is right now compared to where they were thought of this summer. Look at where the Browns are now compared to what they were thought of.
Jacksonville, AFC championship game, 3-win team now. You've got Philadelphia, and to act like Super Bowl hangover isn't a possibility? I mean, we only have years and years now. What's worse is Super Bowl runner-up hangover, which is the worst. Atlanta has never recovered.
No.
Atlanta is basically dead.
Mm-mm.
Relative to what they
now,
once
the
were.
Now, the Saints have played to and above what they were thought of.
Yeah.
The Rams have played above what they have thought of. But the Chiefs weren't sure because of...
The Chiefs played way above. I would say played more than the Rams had.
But it wasn't like they were a preseason. Everybody was talking about the Chiefs and blah blah blah.
No, that's why they played so far.
No, I know, I know they have. But it wasn't like we were all focusing on the Chiefs this offseason. We were focusing on the Eagles, the Vikings. How they underplayed what everybody thought of them, and those lines that they come out with in July. Mm-hmm. Big Tony does this at Golden Nugget. He puts out those lines in July of big games that are going to be played or whatever games that are going to be played. To not take some of these underdogs is stupid. Do you know, like for example, what would the Texans, before the season started, what would the Texans-Cleveland line be before the season started?
Probably about 7, I think.
Or more? Cleveland was thought of as they hadn't won a game. They still hadn't won a game.
But that was a team. We all talked about this before. I mean, you say that, but we were all talking about, well, this could be a sneaky playoff team. You thought they could win a division. But Baker was already on the team
But Tyrod Taylor was their starter.
Yeah, but Tyrod was thought of a lot more highly. Like, God, it's so crazy that Tyrod's still there, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's got to be.
Yeah.
It's almost like Tyrod Taylor doesn't exist anymore.
I know, right?
But one of the reasons that we thought they could be better is A, they have talent on the team.
Yeah.
And then B, Tyrod Taylor is a guy who took Buffalo to the playoffs previously. So I don't think it would have been too crazy. A Philly game against Cleveland, yeah, that would be crazy. I mean, Texans were still, I don't know, the Texans weren't. Their power ranking to start the season wasn't too crazy. It wasn't too outrageous. So that one, what are they right now?
Who? They're 4.5? That's all. 4.5.
There's respect for the Browns.
There should be. Texas, let me tell you what. This is,
that means Browns equal to Titans.
The Browns are equal to the Titans right now. The way that they're playing football right now. They went into Cincinnati and slapped that. They are playing. I always want to call him Baker Manziel. Baker Mayfield is playing his ass off right now. Right. Ever since Hugh Jackson left, this dude is playing really, really well. This team is playing really well. This is almost as scary a game to me as Indianapolis is. They're playing that good of football right now.
With that said, if this is the scariest game you have, the Colts and the Browns. Kind of speaks to your schedule.
No, yeah. Well, their schedule has been.
I mean, we're talking about them being dangerous when the fact is they're probably 2 years away, Cleveland, relative to their best shot at being a high end team. They're probably two years away. Next year, they could be a playoff team. Colts, to me, are more dangerous because of Andrew Luck and their ability to consistently run the football. You know, there's actually not a lot of difference between those two teams when you think about it. I mean, Chubb has done a good job over there. Baker is – it's just Baker doesn't have the run. Luck is on a pretty extended run right now.
Yeah.
And he's got a background that we know about. But, yeah, to your point, I would not have seen the Colts and the Browns. When it's all said and done, the Colts and Browns will be two – potentially – two of the five toughest teams you play this year. That was not something I saw
happen. Hell no. Hell no. And I don't know.
I would have said fifth.
Honestly, the Eagles are an easier out right now than the Colts are.
I would have said Eagles, Patriots, Jaguars. Cowboys, probably. I wouldn't have said Redskins before the year, I don't think.
I would have put the Redskins ahead of the Cowboys. I thought I had respect for Alex Smith going there.
I'm trying to remember the rest of the division. Who else in the East? I mean, no one in the East really. Well, it just wasn't a crazy hard schedule to begin with.
No, it was the second easiest to the Patriots,
and it's held up.
To the Patriots, who are a top seed, who have a first place schedule, and they had the easiest schedule in the league because of their division, because of the Dolphins, because the Dolphins suck.
Wait a minute. The Jets and the Bills are in their division, too.
Well, but their second best team is the Dolphins. That'll tell you about your division.
Well, like, yeah, the Colts are one game better as a second place team. So what?
Yeah. No.
The AFC South is trash, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And Tennessee isn't better than Buffalo or?
Tennessee beat the Patriots.
The Jags are better than both the Bills and the Jets.
The Jags just lost to the Bills.
Well, that doesn't really matter
yes,
anymore.
Yes, it does. It just happened on Sunday.
Yeah. Well, to me, that doesn't really matter much. Okay. Okay, who are you going to take in a game this week between those two?
Is Cody Kessler playing?
Cody Kessler.
I think I would still take Josh Allen's Bills over Cody Kessler's Jaguars.
Heroic Cody Kessler. Speaking of which.
Heroic.
Speaking of which, Tom Coughlin, we got to get his sound. This dude... He's
ready to throw hands.
I'm going to tell you, he is pissed.
He hasn't done a single, not one interview at all. Because Tom Coughlin doesn't strike me as a guy, as team president or whatever his title is, who's going to be like, can I get a show? He doesn't strike me as a guy like Charlie Cashley who wanted his own show. Tom Coughlin's like, so what are we doing? Are we going to do a weekly show?
No.
Coughlin doesn't want to do any. The only reason Tom Coughlin did any radio yesterday or ever is because he was doing it was for a charity to promote a charity event. And so they started asking him some questions. And at one point he said, I'll put the gloves on against anyone who wants to challenge. And like, hey,
he's ready to fight.
Tom's ready to put the
he's
gloves
ready to go
on.
To blows. Let's go.
Well, you could go fight guys in your own locker room because
they don't.
That's what they do.
Yeah. And they don't.
Not on the field.
I'm pretty sure they don't agree with your strategy.
No, they don't fight like. On the grass when it's time to try to win and play hard throughout the game. But when it spills into the sideline,
they'll throw
hands.
They're going hard.
Yep.
Well, he was a little disappointed in that as well. He was just a little disappointed.
That's a lack of discipline. You already know how Tom Coughlin, how that went.
Yep. Cliff was in the news yesterday, Cliff Kingsbury. And I'm telling you, I really believe.
This is shocking to me.
It's not shocking to me at all. First of all, that he's got two firm offers from NFL teams is not shocking to me at all. Because
that's not.
No. But that USC, that's not shocking to me either.
Why?
Because it's so hard to win a Texas Tech.
How do you sell that to your fan base? You had to choose between, who was it before? Helton? I can't even remember.
It was
you went
Chip. No,
it
no.
was Lane Kiffin.
Lane Kiffin. No.
No. That was way back.
Lane and Ogeron was there for like.
It was Lane and then Ogeron.
Ogeron.
Was Ogeron and
interim?
No, it was Sarkisian.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sarkisian. So you have Sarkisian failure. Then you go. Ogeron did a good job as an interim coach, but then they hire Clay Helton. Clay Helton has been an abject failure.
Well, they've been to a Rose Bowl and a Cotton Bowl, or whatever.
This is the first year he's been there.
I guess that's true. Yeah. I guess that's true. In my mind, I'm kind of mixing up UCLA and USC.
They got blown out.
That's why I said Chip.
They got blown out by Ohio State in the Cotton Bowl. I think it was last year.
They've been bad this year.
They went to the Rose Bowl and won it the year before.
Okay, so if they've been okay, although they did get blown out, those bowl games, we act like they're extended. You know, people can – they're like extended spring games. You give guys a chance. you performed poorly in that big game for USC Ohio State. USC got pummeled in that one. That doesn't go well. That does not serve the head coach well at all.
My point being, though, that it doesn't surprise me. I think Cliff Kingsbury is a better coach. Here's the deal. I thought he had them playing. This is Texas Tech. How difficult is it to beat Texas and OU and TCU, who are getting player after player after player that are just better than you?
You can't say TCU over Texas
TCU
Tech.
Has had better players for years now.
TCU does not have NFL talent generally. They just coach better.
No, well, but
they're well coached.
They do a wonderful job with the talent that
Patterson
they have.
Does a great job.
He does
coaching.
A great job.
Here's why I don't love that. Here's why I don't love that excuse. I don't think Wisconsin gets the very best talent out there. Wisconsin wins on a consistent basis pretty much no matter who the head coach is.
Yeah, but here's the deal with Wisconsin. Well, and it's the same with Texas Tech. You play a style. You can only play one style of football. Wisconsin can only play one because they've got big corn-fed dudes that they're going to just out-muscle you until they can't out-muscle, until Horny Brook screws the whole thing up and you can't win anymore.
A bunch of the same kind of linebackers. Well, look here, it's Joe Schobert. You get the same Wisconsin linebacker. That's why I don't get into the excuses. I do think it's hard to win at the highest level at Texas Tech. I'll give you that. But to me, it's still about being able to evaluate talent, bring it in from high school, and develop it, and then to be a good coach. And Cliff Kingsbury has a good offensive mind. But Texas Tech, for whatever reason, has not been able to play any defense.
Well, here's the deal, though. With USC players, and you get you a good defensive coordinator, why can't Cliff Kingsbury win there?
I mean, he can. I don't know how you sell that to your fan base. Like, listen, I know we gave you Steve Sarkisian, and I know you've never liked Clay Helton because there's no juice around Clay Helton when he came in.
None.
But we're going to get you this guy who hasn't won at Texas Tech. How does that sound? Now, the ladies will love it. I'm not saying the ladies aren't going to love having, you know, baby Ryan Gosling in there.
Yeah.
Air raid Ryan Gosling in the building. I think the ladies will love that. And Cliff may love it too.
But this isn't about Cliff. ESPN's reporting, at least one of their guys, it's not about Cliff being the head coach. It's about him being the OC.
Yeah, he ain't doing that.
Is about him being the OC?
Yeah, USC cleaned out.
I thought this was head coach for Helton.
USC cleaned out their offensive staff, but they kept Clay Helton. So this is like a temporary, you want to be here for a year, save my job.
Yeah, I thought it was head coach too.
No, it's not about him being
the John, hold on, let's not be hasty. The cost of living is substantial there. But if the money's right, and you're Clem?
He would go. You go to the NFL as offensive coordinator. I'm telling you, you will get a big job. Either in the NFL out of that or a big college job because you just had NFL experience. You know what it takes to get there, all of those things. If he has success as an offensive coordinator in the NFL, Cliff is looking at a really big job.
Cliff, welcome to Cleveland. We love having you here. Here's some pierogies and then go enjoy yourself with my daughters. This is going to be great. And Cliff's like,
I don't think he and Baker are going to get back together, if you want to know the truth.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I don't think that'll happen.
Yeah, Cliff decided on another quarterback.
Yeah.
That's right. No. Oh, no, that's right.
I think for Baker, it goes Hugh Jackson, Cliff.
I'm not sure it doesn't go Cliff, Hugh Jackson.
Could well.
That's called the Cliff Kingsbury list, and Hugh made it.
Yeah.
So
you made the list, buddy.
I forgot about him saying, hey, Cliff Kingsbury is going to win.
Yeah.
Like, why is Cliff catching it?
I don't think
Pat Mahomes is going to get it.
Like, I don't think Cleveland's on that list. So why don't you
Kansas? You made it. Torrance Armstrong's on the list. I'm pretty sure I made the list because I had him number three on the quarterback list.
Ooh, yeah. You made the list, buddy.
I'm almost positive that he went to the draft profiles.
Where was Craig DeSurf on this?
Way up there. You know what? Here's the so I had to get my sound system taken care of because some kind of wire or something went haywire. Something went goofy, and that had to get replaced. And a part had to come in. It's going to take a while. They gave me a loaner. I've been driving a loaner and not having to worry about a thing. Now, remember, they are in Angleton, but this is their customer service. They say, hey, here's the loaner. I got it when we were down doing a broadcast. I get a call from him yesterday. Mr. Zerline, your car is ready. Did you want to come down here or is there, or are you too busy right now? And like I said, honestly, with my draft work stuff, I'm just completely packed. Said, well, I tell you what, why don't we run it up to you tomorrow there in Houston, right there at the station, and we'll just switch out cars. Yeah, that's great. And that's the customer service that they're known for. And I'm not, it's not because it's me. It's not because of anything like that. That's just what they do. Loaner cars, being able to come out and take care of you on your terms. They go the extra mile. That's what they do in Angleton. And that's what Craig DeSerf has always done, no matter where he's been. Your car prices are going to be lower than other places. You're going to find the Yukons with the 0% financing for 72 months. You're going to find the Suburbans. You'll find the crossover vehicles like the Buick Enclave or the Chevy Traverse, which is what I'm driving. You're going to find them for less because they don't have the overhead that people in Houston have, dealerships. So they can go lower with their price right off the bat. And then, of course, your trade-in value is another area where they smash the competition. Customer service off the chains. Make sure that you join my good friends over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC for Cookies with Santa. They're going to be decorating Christmas cookies, writing letters to Santa, coloring festive pictures, and seeing jolly old St. Nick and Mrs. Claus. Everything is free, and everyone is invited. It's going to be December 8th. December 8th. For more details, go to the website at LanceZCars.com.
Yo, I go by the name of Dane Jones. I'm with my crew, and we gonna show y'all what we be snacking on. You dig? Okay. Hot Cheetos and Takis. Hot Cheetos and Takis.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and Sportsmap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. This is an interesting question. The Astros should retire Lance Berkman and Roy Oswalt's numbers by Theo Jerome. Theo Jerome wrote this on SB Nation. With both of those guys up for the Hall of Fame, their Hall of Fame ballot. And I don't know who will get more votes, Roy or Lance. That's interesting.
Lance took an unpopular stand that went viral, so I'll say Roy.
Yeah, well, it was it was PC.
It went on
PC people.
Well, it was on Deadspin, and it was,
it wasn't unpopular here since it passed overwhelmingly.
Well, people view it it's framed as he was anti
bathrooms
rights, anti rights for people,
right?
Whatever. So, so I think it would be Roy. That's actually in a vacuum. No, that's a pretty good question. Who is the better Astro? That's actually a pretty tough question. I think they're pretty similar.
Yeah,
I mean, both of them were clutch. Both of them, I would say, both of them to this day are somewhat underappreciated as all-time Astros.
Yeah, I agree.
Roy was an ace. I mean, and he was on an ace before Roger and Andy got here. He was the ace when Roger and Andy got here. Roy was an ace for a while. Undersized worker bee who could bring it, pitched with pace.
23rd rounder, I want to say, in that neighborhood. And you want to talk about what he had. Yeah, he was. But he was smaller, but man, I don't want to say it because Dell will make it a hot button, a hockey.
6 foot. Do you think he was 6 foot?
His booty and legs, I don't want to, I'm not commenting on them, but he was thick. I mean.
That wasn't great either.
No, that's not, there's no way to really say this.
I mean, can't we just say things without worrying about what we're saying?
No, because Dell will just take them and use them horrifically.
I was sticking it in my mouth, but I was doing it wrong.
See, I can't say anything around.
You can say what you like.
Roy Oswalt, how about this, John? Roy Oswalt had a run. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 seasons of, or 7 of 8 seasons were 14 wins or more. Now, in this day and age, that's pretty good. I know there was a time where you said 20 wins or 18 wins, but in this day and age, You know, he was 14-3. His winning percentage was over 60, was over 63% in every one of those seasons. His ERA to start as a rookie, 273, 301, 297, 349, 294, 298, 318, 354 during that run. That's a really, really impressive run from Roy Oswalt. The whip numbers weren't as great as I thought. Honestly, I thought the whip numbers would be better, but Roy's innings pitch to hit numbers, surprisingly pedestrian. I can't believe what I'm seeing, frankly. Listen to this. His first year, 141 and two-thirds to 126. Second year, 233 to 215. 127 to 116. Then he's 237 to 233. 241 to 243. More hits than innings. 220 to 220. 212 to 221. That actually surprises me. I felt like Roy was more dominant than that, if that makes sense.
His
strikeout numbers were not as high per nine as what we're used to. He just needed a better spin rate.
Here's what the conclusion of Mr. Jerome is. Neither Berkman nor Oswalt seem to be too out of place by any standard compared to the other Astros numbers retired. They're a little on the lower side of things going by total career value, but both clear just about every bar based on value while in an Astros uniform. Additionally, Berkman looks a little better than Oswalt overall, but Oswalt has a strong case for being the best pitcher in Astros history. Different from the best pitcher to play for the Astros.
That's a fair point. A lot of people always like to say, they like to bring up Nolan Ryan. That's always made me uncomfortable because Nolan's time with the Astros was not one of the best Astros of all time.
No.
It's not even an argument.
Well, what about J.R. Richard?
Yeah, but it was such a small sample size. It's been weird. J.R. Richard was small sample size. Mike Scott was small sample size relative to, you know, how long his career. Well, his career wasn't long anyway. Roger and Andy came from a different team. Homegrown. You lost Mike Hampton. Well, of course, Mike Hampton wasn't great. When it comes to homegrown pitchers, Justin Verlander, not homegrown. No, Dallas Keuchel's homegrown.
Who would you take? Roy's career or Dallas Keuchel's career?
No, Roy's. Because Dallas is done. So, yeah, I think it is Roy, but in a way, by default. There's no one else even maybe in the competition. If you factor in his ability to put a certain body of work together.
Right. And he may be the best pitcher ever. Berkman is at best third, given Bagwell and Biggio, but probably moving to fourth with Altuve now.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
And that's a damn good four. Where the Astros haven't had the pitching, they have had the hitters.
Yeah.
And Springer's still playing. We'll see what happens with Correa. And there's been other guys like Cedeño and Jose Cruz. Like historically, they've had some.
Yeah, but I would over the guys that they have, Carlos Jimmy Wynn, Jose Cruz,
Carlos Lee.
No, they didn't retire Carlos Lee's number. Jimmy Wynn and Jose Cruz. I would take Berkman.
Did they retire Tony Eusebio's number yet?
Not yet.
They should.
Well,
Astro Splinter.
No, he was
Luis Gonzalez. Remember that time he had 50 home runs for the Astros?
No, he did that for Arizona, I think.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
JD Martinez. It's been incredible.
He really was. He's got a ring now, doesn't he? Yep. Doesn't he?
Yep.
That's unfortunate. 728 ESPN 97.5. Interesting question, though, whether or not and which one, if you could only choose one of those two, which one would you retire? As far as interviews go, it would be Lance, no question. He would be the number one guy.
Over Roy? Yeah, I agree.
Roy was over any of these guys that they've retired their jerseys.
If we did radio, radio microphone Hall retirement or Hall
okay,
of Fame.
Okay, wait a minute. Houston athlete radio.
I would say Houston sports figure radio.
Houston sports
Hall
figure.
Of Fame.
Hall of Fame. Lima?
The first 3M would be.
Mount Rushmore.
Oh, if we're doing the old Mount Rushmore,
right.
Then it's going to be Lima. Berkman, I would say maybe Van Gundy.
Van Gundy.
And then, I don't know. Because the Astros are the ones that come. We didn't have football for a while. I mean, Steve McKinney was good. That's to rush Mount Rushmore. I mean, he's in consideration. I can't think if David Anderson was good. He wasn't on our show.
So yeah. It didn't count.
Does Seth Payne count?
Yeah, I think Seth Payne has to count because when he was on our show, he was pretty good too. Yep. And he dropped an F-bomb right in your face.
Right in my face.
Whenever it was a post, in the post-game.
Yeah.
Oh, look, Seth sparked up a little bit. Got a gift certificate from clients.
That.
I didn't spark up that. Okay, back to you, Rich. John goes, okay, then. Back to you guys.
All righty, then.
And I don't think there's any dump button on a post-game.
No.
They didn't, like, we don't expect to have to dump our own broadcast.
No. 713-780-3776 if you would like to get in.
John Barry also.
John Barry.
Would be on. John Barry, Steve McKinney, Seth Payne would all.
This is a good Mount Rushmore.
I feel like, you know who low-key could have been? Nick Van Exel. Dell, were you here when Nick Van Exel would come into the show? This is early. This is 2000.
I was an intern.
Were you here when Nick Van Exel would go over the breaks?
Who do you think did he learn it from Lance or did Lance?
Lance taught him.
No, trust me.
How he became a Hall
Nick
of Famer. Lance
never went over the breaks. He sent his hands like he was the most bored ever. And then gold would come out of his mouth. He once called Uncle Luke Skywalker, Luther Campbell. Put it on speaker because we were having an argument about who the greatest hype man in rap ever was. And I said it was Flavor Flav, and he said it was Luther Campbell. So he got Uncle Luke on a speakerphone to ask him that question live. I can't believe this is happening.
Didn't he own University of Miami?
Yeah, he owns Miami.
He didn't own.
He did.
We call those guys boosters.
Oh, he's a booster.
He and Devin?
Nevin. And that guy.
Devin, same thing.
Just a filthy liar. And look at all his accusations. What did it turn out?
Nothing. Yeah, like there were no stripper poles.
You know, why you love strippers? What are you talking about?
I'm just saying.
You guys know the difference between an alumni and a booster? An alumni pays the big money for the suites and to have access to the president of the university and things like that and the best parking spots.
Booster?
Boosters are paying directly to the players.
Right. Didn't he run on the field with the Miami flag? Wasn't he leading the way out of the tunnel?
He didn't have the flag, but he did run out of the spot.
He led the way. Yeah.
He came out
afterwards. If you pay for a stripper's abortions, you should lead the way.
Alleged stripper's abortions.
Wow. Okay.
Never proven.
How about this? My favorite thing is when they ran out of the ball. I remember, I'll never forget when Florida State was playing Miami. And he led the team out. And
he didn't
it was a
lead
giant
the team
satchel
out.
Full yeah. of cash.
He did not lead.
And the money's
and he
just
ran
flying
out. And the
out.
Money's flying out.
He did not lead.
And the players
yeah.
and the
instead of
leaders
smoke,
are running.
Instead of smoke, yeah. there were just
he didn't lead the
20
team out.
Flying all
and
over.
And he's running. There's money flying out of the bag.
He didn't lead the team out. Coker was at least four steps ahead of him.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Coker was probably behind, too, grabbing that money.
No. Luther ran past him, though. No. Luke Skywalker ran past
him. All right. Why? How about, you know who's saving you money right now?
Luke Skywalker, TM.
Lanny.
Sorry. So we didn't talk about Bill Advisor for a while. So Bill Advisor, I got a direct message from a listener who said, I can't believe it took me over a year of hearing you talk about Bill Advisor to actually get a hold of him. I handled my car insurance through Bill, or I'm sorry, my homeowners and car through Bill Advisor, and I ended up saving $1,400. And I just sent a message back. That's great, blah, blah. And I said, hey, what took you so long? Just out of curiosity, because I wanted to know. When I'm giving you these messages and you're not activating, you're not actually following up just to see what they can save you. He said, honestly, he said, it just sounded too good to be true. And I understand that. And if you think that every time I say this, it just sounds too good to be true, trust me when I tell you, I understand you saying that. But it's real. I saved on the low end at $700, actually about $800 between car and homeowners insurance. That's on the low end. Now, I also increased my homeowners insurance by over $100,000 of coverage from where it had been with my old insurance provider. But when you are dealing with my good friends over at Bill Advisor, they have the ability to drop your homeowner's insurance substantially. All you have to do is text money to 232323. It's an automated system that texts you back. It asks you your address. You type it in. You send it. And within seconds, you'll get a quote. And that quote is a pretty static quote. What it is going to be what it is for your coverage. Now, you can fine-tune it based on what you want to have covered or if you want to increase your coverage. But you're going to find that they are saving you big amounts of money on homeowners insurance in most cases. And then they'll get to work for you on your car insurance as well. If it sounds too good to be true, I understand it. I thought so, too. But you will see a difference in most cases. Text money to 232323 and hit me up, slide into my DMs and tell me how much you saved with my friends over at BillAdvisor.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah. Boys.
Guys, can I be a glory boy?
We're making noise, holla. That means I know what they're doing there, Del.
Guys, can I be a glory boy?
If they're making noise over there. See?
Guys, can I be a glory
boy? I can interpret lyrics. And he's trying to be a glory boy, this rapper.
Guys, can I be a glory boy?
See? See? I'm interpreting those lyrics. Holla, holla, holla. We making noise.
Have you ever noticed that Dell never gets a... He never,
can I be a glory boy?
He never captures a soundbite of himself.
No.
It
why,
is.
Why would he do that?
Why would I do that?
That's,
to be fair? For fairness?
No. And then I would have to play it too?
Yeah.
Why don't you create your own soundboard and play it through the mic?
Self-deprecating.
Mm-hmm. I'm not doing Del. That seems stupid.
Yeah, that is kind of dumb. Tony has Mount Rushmore of sports.
we're officially calling it Mount Rushmore.
Of Houston athlete or sport figure on radio.
Radio interviews.
Okay.
This is the Tony, most self-indulgent segment ever.
Oh, it's a radio interview or just an interview in general?
Interview in general.
All right, whatever.
Well, interview in general, this is
Barkley.
No contest. Derek Lewis is number one.
Derek?
Oh, the Beast.
Derek Lewis.
Black Beast?
Yeah. What about Barkley?
Yeah.
No, Derek Lewis beats him out. No problem. Look at his post-fight interview.
No. These are radio. No. This is specifically radio. Who have you heard on radio?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's just Houston sports figures. Derek Lewis would beat all of them.
Yeah. No, we know he had a great UFC interview. Well, a couple. Fight he won. But
he's had a couple of memorable moments. No question.
Yeah, no.
And he said he was training for this fight by just having relations.
Good job.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great way to train.
If you're going to get worked by Daniel Cormier that bad, I guess.
Burgess Meredith ain't agreeing with it.
No. Well, he wasn't going to win. He didn't have the wrestling.
Weak at your knees. Yeah, I don't know.
I guess it did.
Apparently not. Well, maybe it did, Derek Lewis. Maybe, Derek, you ought to train differently. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know. So there's that. Let me ask you this question.
Okay.
Georgia plays Alabama to 3 points. Alabama wins it with a couple of seconds left on a field goal. OU wins. Ohio State wins. Georgia.
Ohio State out. Alabama in. Georgia in. Alabama in. Clemson
no.
In.
Alabama wins the game.
Oh. They're not going to let Georgia in.
I don't know that.
They're not letting SEC have two again.
Your only two losses are you played Alabama better than anybody. And
you're going to keep out ACC.
No, ACC's in. Clemson.
I mean, not ACC. You're going to keep out Big 12, one-loss team.
Yes. Yes.
Two-loss Georgia.
Let's take a look.
There's already the fuss that the college football playoffs caters to the SEC. You already know that.
It's rightfully so. However, you know what their mission
team?
Is?
Gun
That's
to my head?
Exactly right.
Gun to my head?
That's exactly the point.
Okay, well, you know, if we're trying to get the best football teams, it's Alabama, Georgia, Clemson, and it's not Notre Dame.
No.
I don't feel like it.
Well, here's the deal is you can't leave Notre Dame out because they're undefeated. You have to. You have no choice on Notre Dame. But the mission of this committee is to get the best four teams. And if Georgia loses by 3 to Alabama, are you telling me that this Oklahoma team is better than Georgia?
Hell no. They would get.
Take a look at this.
No.
Here's what Oklahoma has given up in its last four games. Texas Tech, they gave up 46. Oklahoma State, they gave up 47. Kansas, they gave up 40. West Virginia, they gave up 56. Earlier, they gave up 33 to Baylor. 27 to Iowa State.
That's not bad.
No, that's not.
Reed, Texas.
They beat Army in overtime. So, I mean, you're telling me that this OU team is going to be better than a team that lost to LSU at LSU and a close game to Alabama?
No, I don't think. Look, they're the only – This is, I look at it like this. Oklahoma is the only team, you know, you talk about holding a team. It was Oklahoma and West Virginia, two teams that don't play very much defense, who are the only teams that could get to, well, I take that back. Texas got to 40 against Texas Tech, too. They've done it Texas Tech, Oklahoma, and West Virginia. Not exactly defensive paragons, but as such, that's where we are. But, yeah, they're an explosive offense. And offense counts, too. But, no, if you put a gun to your head, and anybody who capes for Oklahoma, and all you have to do is say, okay, is the college football playoffs about finding the four best teams? And if they say yes, then they automatically lose if they say Oklahoma. Because you know that if we play the old gun to your head test, and like, okay, listen, I'm glad you said that. Because we've got this gun, and we're going to put it to your head, and they're going to play the game. And when the game's over, you're either going to live or die. And you'll be, so who you got? I mean, well, but what about strength of schedule? And Oklahoma and Kyler Murray is going to be a Heisman. We're going to play it out, though, because we're trying to find the best team. We're going to play it out. Who you got? I mean, this isn't even fair. Answer the question. Who do you have? Guess Georgia? I guess if you're going to shoot me, this is the dumbest thing ever. You're going to shoot somebody if they lose. Okay, pick the team. Every Oklahoma fan, I'm just going to go with Georgia. Our defense, we gave up 40 to Kansas. I'm going Georgia. Thank you.
Look at the big brain on Brad.
Yeah.
Right?
Thank you. Finally, you're going to answer for real. No one's going to answer Oklahoma against Georgia. Now, Oklahoma could beat Georgia. They played last year and had a great game. And Oklahoma got out on Georgia. And they could beat Georgia.
Georgia took Alabama to overtime.
Yeah. Yeah. But Oklahoma, Oklahoma could have beat Georgia.
Oh, two up. We got in.
Oklahoma could have beat Georgia. So it's not crazy to say Oklahoma could beat Georgia. I just think they're so erratic defensively that it's a concern. Now, if you want to tell me who's got the best chance of scoring on Alabama, I don't think it's Georgia. I think it's Oklahoma. Oklahoma's got a better chance of going 30-plus on Alabama than Georgia. To me, Georgia has to somehow summon the defense to hold Tua down. I don't know how it's going to happen. Oklahoma, I think Oklahoma could get 30 on Alabama. I think it's possible.
I think so, too. I think he's the exact
Alabama
type of quarterback they will.
100% get at least 49 on Oklahoma. If Kansas goes 40 and Texas goes 48, 100% Alabama's in the 50s.
Oh, yeah, in the 50s. Oh, no question. No question.
And you can play the gun to my head contest there, and I got no problem. I'll say, are we doing 50s or 60s?
Whatever. That's the same Alabama team who scored 10 against the Citadel in the first half. Whatever.
How many did they score total?
Like 40.
Who was their quarterback in that
Tua
game?
Tua played.
Oh, Tua was resting.
No, he played. And they scored 10 in the first half.
Well, how are you going to score on the Citadel?
Exactly.
Charles Jotuve says it's Puma, Travis Johnson, JVG, and Les Miles.
It's not Les Miles.
I don't know.
For different reasons, Les should be on that list.
Les is special. He is a special interview, that's for sure. It's 744 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3777.
If we're being honest, it's too far back, but John Hadley deserves to be on there. Or Slocum on a mobile.
Slocum on a mobile.
But that's not a real, that's not an athlete. Yeah. Neither's Hadley real.
You know, here's the problem I'm having with you right now. Today, I'm going to go over to Prime, and I'm going to play in the Omaha tournament. And then Friday, I'm going to have a bounty on me, and you're not.
Oh, is Friday Bounty Gate?
Hello. Yeah. We're going to do our show live from there.
Yeah, I can't. I'm off on Friday. I can't have a bounty Charlie. On me. I can't have a bounty on me. Dell, do the show for me. You and Nick Sciarra.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
Are you going to have a bounty on you, Dell?
I don't
poker
like,
talk. Poker
I like,
talk.
I don't like the term.
Dell, just all in. Every hand all in.
I'm not going to do that. I will do the show and then go, if I'm there, and then go home. I don't want to lose my money.
There's no,
I won't
buy you in.
Now, I will tell you this. The last time I was at Prime when I had a bounty on, we got to the final table, and usually we do what's called chop, where you take whatever your chip count is, they've got a formula, and they'll tell you this is how much you win. And instead, and it was going to pay the top six. So, four people are going to get paid that maybe weren't going to get paid. Instead, one guy didn't want to chop at the table. He's like, no,
nobody chops.
I don't want to chop. So we couldn't chop. Now, I'm the chip leader, and I would have been a $1,400 winner, which would have been $1,490 to be exact. I thought, well, that would have been pretty cool. So we play on. The blinds are real high. Then I think one person gets eliminated, maybe two. It's two people got eliminated. Like, okay, what about now? We check it again to Chop. 970. Okay, I'll take it, but it's not what it was, but that's still pretty good money. Nope, one guy next to me. Nope, not chopping. Damn it. And then I was the next guy eliminated. I got zero. Started from the top, now I'm at the bottom. It was an anti-Drake song. But for you, it could be the opposite. It could be the other way around. Go and win real money at Prime Social, whether it's Friday where you knock John out and get his $100 chip and you win the $100 bounty, and then you get money at the tournament, or you're playing in cash games. 24 hours they're open from Thursday to Monday, and they're open late night every single night. Cash games, tournaments daily, and John, they got the great big blowout tournament going this Saturday as well. Not this Saturday. Coming soon, though. They will have, by the way, their $10,000 guarantee pot on Saturday, which they have every single Saturday with a $300 entry waiting for you at Prime Social. Watch your football, play your poker, PrimeSocialTX.com, 7801 Westheimer.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 if you'd like to get in here. 713-780-3776. To hang out with us here, you're more than welcome to do that. Jackie just retweeted a story. I don't understand. Sex robots could test the limits of sexual consent. So can you be charged if a robot does not consent to have any relations with you?
Does the robot have artificial intelligence, or is it just a robot that you plug in?
I'm sorry. I would never touch you in a million years.
Have you seen yourself?
God, this is so lifelike.
Have you seen yourself? You are an abomination.
Well, yes. And you smell funny.
Put that thing away. I have no interest in
that. No one wants to see that. Even a robot wouldn't touch your...
How can a robot not consent? I mean, shouldn't that be one of the prerequisites of when you're putting together a robot and making...
Okay, it's, you know, AI. It's AI, John.
If you're giving it artificial intelligence and it develops that, there's a chance the robot will say no to you. You've seen those movies.
The robot should...
Did you ever see Ex Machina?
Yeah. What happened?
Yeah. Look what happened. Do you really... That's exactly right. You see Ex Machina, and all of a sudden, you got the robot dance going on with the Asian girl who's the robot... And then this and then that and then that, and then before you know it, somebody's getting stabbed in the stomach.
Because
what a terrible ending.
The other robot decided, you know what?
She gained consciousness. Yeah,
see, I'm done here. And then she told the
artificial intelligence.
She told the Asian robot, "Hey, you fight back." And now she's walking out, and the guy who helped her is trapped there for the rest of his life.
Okay, so let me ask you.
Yeah, even the guy who helped the robot gets trapped there.
Okay, what kind of idiot is making a robot? A sex robot that wants to can possibly say no.
It's because it's
okay,
called
AI. No.
You
don't have AI. Then get rid of AI.
Yeah, I agree.
And just
with
have
that.
A dumb robot.
You well, want
that just does what you want. Well,
those are blow up dolls.
Guys who are creating those robots want realistic robots. But isn't the whole point is to avoid the your real life? Because your real life women are saying no to you all the time.
This is exactly what we're trying to avoid.
I would be more turned on if you
any
would
kind
your,
of intelligence.
If you would pick your shoes up off the floor and put your clothes away.
What? Hey, you know what's really
what?
Hey, you really
what,
know
robot?
You know what? You know what really turns me on when you wash the dishes and
dishes
pick up the
being
kids.
Washed.
What? Are you sure you're not married, Del? That is all of a sudden. That's when you know AI has gone askew. Like, oh my god!
No,
my robot just went sideways.
We have the ability to control how we program the robot. Let's not program them with intelligence.
I'm sorry, I'm not emotionally connected to you right now, so there will be no sex.
That's the worst. Terrible.
I don't like doing that. Well, I only do that for your birthday.
No. You robot.
You know when we got married that stopped. I only did that to secure the bag.
Why buy the milk when you can have the cow or whatever it is?
No, buy the cow when the milk is so cheap.
Those days are over. Yeah. I don't do that anymore.
I have a headache.
You couldn't. think of me like organic milk. You couldn't afford me then. You can't afford me now.
Oh, now you're trying to push up on me when you were staring at the girl from the office all night at the party. Don't even think about it.
What, robot?
What?
You don't have emotions.
When was the last time you went to Klein's for me?
Yeah.
Hey, it's looking a little trashy down there. Maybe you need man groomer.
Oh, no. Is the robot going on you there?
What?
Hey, you know what you should buy for yourself? A man groomer.
If I did that, you would make a comment yesterday. Why don't you clean it up too,
you know,
Daryl?
You know what I don't like? Retro B. Clean it up down there.
Retro. The 70s were a long time ago.
Daryl, what is on your computer? What are you looking at? I searched your history and found some disturbing searches.
Yeah.
No,
we don't need that.
Hey, oh, no, the robot.
Before you touch me again, trim those fingernails. Yeah.
And make me a sandwich. What? I got to make you a sandwich?
That sounds personal, John.
What?
Making sandwiches.
Anyway, so I just think that's terrible.
Do you even care about me, or is it only about the sex, Daryl?
We're making robots that can, you know, dogs that can open doors and chase you down and kill you, and now sex robots that can say no. What? That's ridiculous. How about we're doing this all wrong.
What, you want me to do that? You can't even ask me about my day.
Hmm. Are you even listening to me? Mm-hmm. You know what makes me really horny? When you listen and you actually clean up after yourself.
Let's talk first. You know what?
How about Zach said, how do we feel when Lance Zierlein starts getting violent with his fake hostage with his fake hostage situation? And he did a poll. I was a little forceful with my fake Oklahoma Sooner fan hostage. Why is it
that, there's always a gun to your head? No matter when you're trying to choose a team to
well, because I to me it's the ultimate. You cut through the bull if you know that it all is all going to end.
Gun to your head.
You stop with the hyperbole and you're like, maybe I don't think the Sooners will beat Georgia.
I will have relations with you if you build me a new patio. What?
Hi, wouldn't it be great for you to go clean this up?
And guess what? When your robot starts getting out of control like that, you know where you go? Your patio. Mm-hmm. And then you program your robot not to be able to come out on the patio. That's how that works. Okay? That's where Texas Custom Patios can help you. If you have a robot with tremendous AI that goes out of its way to become basically just a wife, well, you need to go somewhere that you can escape. And I might suggest the outdoor living space that is built by Texas Custom Patios. They use the very best materials they do. I mean, I'm straight up with you. The work that they did blew me away. If you go to tcplance.com, you'll see what they did. They've got a fire pit. They've got these columns. Like I knew I had a good space for an outdoor patio in my backyard. What I didn't know was that Steven and his design team would come up with the perfect design for that space. And I mean, they matched they added a roof, they pitched it, they blended it with my pre-existing aluminum roof that was already on there. I mean, it's unbelievable. And it is a great place to go and hang out and watch my games, watch my Netflix at night, do whatever, or just have a cocktail on the patio. And of course, my grilling and outdoor barbecuing takes place there as well. Go to TCP, which is Texas Custom Patios, tcplance.com. See the work they did for me. And if you want to go forward, they've got an inquiry section there where you can fill out the form, hit submit, and they will get back with you. And you can see if building a patio or an outdoor living area or an enclosed patio or a sunroom or an additional room makes sense for you. Get the house that you love. Live in the house that you love. Don't just stay there, live there, and truly live there with a great structure from Texas Custom Patios. Doing tremendous work and the very best in the state of Texas. Go to tcplance.com, and you can see exactly what they might be able to do for you.
ESPN 97.5.